last tonight. So watch me breathe. Hey, welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM. Really excited now to catch up with Dan Donahue. Great local business owner with his partner down in Oregon, Wisconsin. Dan, thanks for joining us today on the program. Good to see you again. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Really excited to talk with you about your businesses. Now, I know a lot of people know that you guys run the Chocolate Caper, and that's a wonderful local business in Oregon, and we want to make sure they know that. Chocolate Caper is a great place for chocolates and other sweets. But you have this new venture, too, with Kickback Cafe. And, man, I just loved hearing about that. Tell us why you guys decided to start Kickback Cafe.
Kickback started, in its roots, it's something that my wife has wanted to do for 25-plus years. She originally wanted to open a cafe with, she's been a baker forever. She had a friend who was, and they were going to open it together. Her friend, unfortunately, passed away. And so it sort of went on hold. And then we had opened a Chocolate Caper store in Sun Prairie. And then it exploded in 2018 as part of the Sun Prairie explosion. And when we weren't able to go back there right away, we decided it was time that we could actually do the cafe that she had always wanted to do. So we started working on it actually in 2019. And then COVID and all that fun came, and we opened 2 months ago. So
tell people a little bit about Kickback. I mean, that's a crazy story to get to opening it. We know so many people were affected by what happened in Sun Prairie. We know so many people have been affected by the pandemic. But through all of that, you guys have stayed with it here and created this new business. And I think it has a really incredible mission and angle. Tell people more about that.
Sure. So the name Kickback is sort of a dual meaning that we use. One is kickback and relax. Absolutely. Come out and hang out. We're emphasizing that a little bit because I think some coffee shops do try to keep some people away, or at least are not as happy to have some people. If it's students hanging out and studying and having a single drink, or someone who, you know, buys a single cup of coffee and stays all day. Our goal is really to be providing an inclusive environment that is safe for anyone who needs to be there. And a lot of that is kid focused. We want all kids to have a safe place they can go that's inclusive. Right on our door, we talk about that we're a neurodiverse and inclusive environment. I'll get to neurodiverse in a second. But we're really focused on building this inclusive environment. And then the other aspect of the kickback is to kick back to the community in other ways. So a portion of all of our sales go to local charities. We are rotating those charities kind of probably quarterly. We're still working with some to set all that up. And that's sort of a two-pronged goal there. We want to be helping to raise money for these charities, especially smaller local charities that people may not know about. And at the same time, increasing the publicity, or not the publicity, the awareness of these charities, letting people know they exist, whether they might need the service or want to help. There's so many smaller causes out there. And this is nothing against United Way or Salvation Army or any charity like that does great work, but people know who they are. When they do a fundraiser, people see it. When you have a small, I'm trying to think of an example. I mean, even when it's someone who passed away in the line of duty in maybe a first responder role and their family's left just out in the lurch, there's a lot of groups that are focused towards helping people with those needs. And so we want to just get those groups more out in the open and let people know where the help is needed.
I love that, Dan. I love what you guys are doing. We're talking with Dan from the Chocolate Caper, also Kickback Cafe. Dan, one thing about Kickback, and Dan and his wife as well, and the Chocolate Caper and Kickback Cafe were also two of those awesome businesses that supported that event I just talked about before the break and made donations for online auctions. So thank you for that, Dan, as well. With Kickback, too, you have a special focus for employment. Tell people about that.
It's sort of just an extension of the we want it to be a safe place for everyone. So, and part of that is, you know, recognizing that there are huge benefits to inclusive and especially neurodiverse work environments. And so this word comes up a lot, especially with me and everything we're doing, is neurodiverse. What's neurodiverse? And at its core, all it means is anybody that is that processes information or their brain functions in a way that is different than whatever society at that moment would consider to be the norm for what mental state should be, which is a weird thing because nobody ever has the same mental state, especially the same mental state for any amount of time. So it's an interesting term, but it covers a huge host of things that often get pushed to the back burner as well. Yes, they have that, but that's not a big deal. And I mean, it's everything from dysphagia, dyslexia, ADD, bipolar, autism, any spectrum disorders. Really, I mean, anything where your brain is processing differently will fall into that spectrum of neurodiversity. And it's just a way of identifying that they process things a little bit differently. Our experience is that is really helpful because if you have five people looking at things the same way, you miss something. And so we're very focused that we're working with the high school here. They have an 18 to 21 program and they're starting a cafe in the high school to be giving their special needs kids some workforce training before they're leaving. So train them as a barista. And I'll tell you from experience, that is a in-demand job. It is hard to find, especially trained baristas. And it gets them into a work environment. It gets them through everything. And so we've been working with them to sort of set up a cafe there that the students will work and, to our benefit, be learning how to do everything. And then, you know, can possibly come across to us. We've had two folks from there Department of Vocational Rehab start with us already. And it's, you know, I think it's just a better, the only difference, what comes up a lot from employers is, well, I don't have time or the money that's involved in doing this. There is none. I mean, sometimes there are physical disabilities that need some accommodations and things, but most of this is a question of how people, again, process information. And everyone's different like that in the world. And so what we find is where places where people have failed in the past are places that they have not been trained in the way that they learn. And it's as simple as, you know, understanding someone's life learning style, catering to it, and everyone contributes.
Wow. Dan, I love what you guys are doing. We got to go to break and I apologize for that because I want to know so much more, but I want to tell the story and motivations behind it. The Chocolate Caper, thechocolatecaper.com, kickback.cafe. That's Dan and company. We'll be back on the other side of the break.